This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the World Health Organization apologized Tuesday after independent investigators probing allegations of sexual abuse in the DR Congo by the UN agency staff issued a damning indictment citing, quote, clear structural failures and individual negligence. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, quote, this is a dark day for WHO. After the report into the accusations against local and international personnel deployed in the Democratic Republic of Congo to fight an Ebola outbreak from 2018 to 2020. The commission interviewed dozens of women who said they were offered work in exchange for sex or were victims of rape. Tedros said it is his top priority that the perpetrators are not excused to but held to account. The special commission identified 83 suspects, including 21 employed by the organization. France will reduce the number of visas issued to people in North Africa because governments there are refusing to take back migrants expelled from France. The move announced Tuesday comes amid pressure from far-right politicians on centrist President Emmanuel Macron to implement tougher immigration rules and creates new tensions between France and its North African neighbors. Morocco's foreign minister slammed the decision as, quote, unjustified. Government officials say starting in a few weeks, the French government plans to slash the number of visas given to Algerians and Moroccans by half and to Tunisians by 30%. All three countries were part of France's colonial empire, and many Europe-bound migrants and other visitors coming from those North African nations have family or other ties in France. Find more at voanews.com.